This is the podcast on creativity and execution. I hope you enjoy.
I'm all finished, I can not if I don't see him soon. Yeah, my best friend ain't back.
Spending their hard-earned money to buy tickets to come to your shows. You don't need this right here, I promise you.
You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around and pull it down. Tonight I might
change my life. Hey guys, Jesse here. We are back with the podcast. If you missed us, we miss you guys even more. Here's Johnny gonna tell us what separates people today from a working resume to actually having the ability to have hard work and consistency, and how he actually believes that's so much better than what you did on your resume or what you completed at your last job. Hope you guys enjoy.
One of the interesting things that I found these last couple months is, man, like, you know, we've interviewed a lot of people, and we brought a lot of people in to work for the agency, contract, and then also full-time, part-time. And one thing is, like, what creatives and what young people say and put in their resume, like, it's great. Like, I love to hear and to see what you've done in the past. But the one thing that, like, I'm finding is that it's not 100%. It's not even 50%. I think even less. Like, what people say in the contract, what people say in the resume, is almost not really attributed to, like, how they show up every single day. And to me, like, showing up every single day, putting it in effort. Someone told me that there's 10 things that require zero talent. Those things, like effort, work ethic, waking up, being on time, all those things, I feel like those things really, really matter. So you get to this place where, like, you know, if you think about basketball, like, you're a kid, you're wanting to be really good at basketball, so you work really hard. You get into the, say, like, college ball, so you're pretty good, like, you're solid, then, like, you're definitely better than above. So at that point, it's not even about talent, although you need talent to get there, but at that point, it's work ethic, like, to get to the NBA, like, are you showing up? Like, are you going extra? Are you doing it more? Are you giving 100? Are you giving not just 2 projects, but 3 to 4 projects? Like, that's what actually separates people today for me, is what I'm seeing, is the people that are going extra, the people that are giving effort, people that are in early, leave late, the people that are respectful and kind and nice and happy and positive, and then also honest and give feedback. I mean, the people that really care is the people that matter, and that I'm really, really enjoying. And so I'm super glad, happy to build that kind of team. But I think goes for anybody listening, that, like, if you're looking for, a step up if you're looking to progress in your career, like, don't stay stagnant. Like, stagnant is the worst thing you can do for the company, for sure. But honestly, even more importantly for you, like, if you're stagnant, it's really hard to be stagnant in one thing and then be fully alive in another thing. Like, we as humans and especially creatives, like, we are one, like, we're connected with ourselves. And so it's like I can't be stagnant at work and then, like, killing it with, like, my side job. Like, I think that you have to give it 100% all the time, so you can build that rhythm. And so if anybody needed to hear that, I just wanted to tell you guys that and talk about that and start that convo. Again, love to hear from you. Email hello@new.io or just send me a DM at Johnny Does or any of our team and let us know. Any feedback that you have, we'd love to hear it. All right, bye.
Tonight I might change my life.